Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 79. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on?
Mini style.
Whoa.
That was in stereo.
I like that.
That was in stereo.
Man, I was not sure what
coming at you. Coming in hot.
Kind of backed up a little bit. Doing all right, guys?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Good.
79. I always have to point out when we talk about 79, that's the year I was born. It's got to be a good year, right?
Was it?
Yeah. Barely made the 70s, remember? I'm the 70s child. You are too.
I was eight.
80s child over here.
Mm-hmm. What year were you born? 80. Ooh, 80. Oh, 80. Man.
You act like it's some kind of a disease. Ooh,
yeah. Mm.
80. Oof. I don't know about that.
One of those.
I mean, I was born in... I was an 80s kid, but I was born in the 70s.
Wasn't the sun supposed to be rising in the 80s? Isn't that the time of, like... I don't know. They tried to make
it... All I remember is big hair and neon.
The best decade ever, though. That was the best. It is mini number 79, Sean. We want to mention before we forget, we did a little Christmas bonus, so that will drop on Christmas Day.
Is that our Creepmas episode?
It is our Merry Creepmas.
Yeah.
A few little creepy Christmas stories that we did for you guys. Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for that on Christmas Day.
Or when you're listening to this, it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, right. So let's get into it. What are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about one of Nate's picks, and this is the very haunted Fort Shelby Hotel, and it is in
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit. Motor City, right?
Yep. Motown. I've been working up there.
Motown. So, you've been working your way back to Motown.
So I figured it would be cool to... look at some stuff that's haunted up there, and this is one I found that I thought was pretty interesting.
It is.
Is it looking any better up there than... last time I was in Detroit, it was still pretty sad. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Had been on a pretty big decline, you know, or whatever, and then...
It has its moments.
Yeah. I mean, there's some... Yeah. It sounds like some areas that they're trying to... Mm-hmm. get things back up and moving, but there's still some stalemates there.
So, I will say that Detroit's been a huge listenership for us. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So good for them.
Yeah.
I love me some Detroit. I have nothing against them, but I was hoping, like, it's been a minute since I've been there.
Barry Sanders is my favorite pro football player of all time.
Nice. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
No, it's, there's still a lot of rundown areas.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. There's still time to rebound, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard-working city.
Hard-working.
Yeah, blue-collar.
I mean, that's what it was built on.
It has got wonderful history, music. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
Tough as nails, people. They really are.
Yep. But
and a very haunted hotel.
Yeah, I had never heard of this, so it's very fun to dive into researching on this hotel. So, yeah, good topic choice. Sean, you want to give a little foundation on this Fort Shelby?
The foundation is that it is in Detroit. It is, it says the Doubletree Suites by Hilton Hotel, Detroit downtown. Fort Shelby is a restored historic high-rise hotel located at 525 West Lafayette Boulevard at First Street in downtown Detroit, Michigan. It is amongst the U.S. National Registry of Historic Haunted Places. I put in the haunted, but still.
Nice.
Originally built in 1916.
Yep.
And
it's a while back.
It's rumored to be haunted by a man who died on the premise.
It's a man, baby.
Who was this guy? Who was this guy, Nate?
Who indeed?
I believe they called him Al.
Al, yes.
Mm-hmm. The ghost apparently is a homeless man named Al, who found the hotel to be a safe spot to sleep while it was unoccupied. Back in 1974, it closed its doors. The hotel itself had died and been brought back to life as well. The Fort Shelby Hotel steadily increased in size and scope under various owners until that 1974 closing. And then, like what Sean said, the Hilton family or company, DoubleTree Suites, acquired it in 2007. $90 million project to renovate it.
Mm-hmm. Man. And it's chump change, right?
Yeah. But yeah, it's said it's still a spooky place and host to a restless spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, 90 million. Oof. Says the reborn Shelby has 203 suites, and the tower was turned into 56 apartments. While most of the hotel was gutted because of decades of neglect and decay, much of the hotel's original marble and the plasterwork in the crystal ballroom were saved. That's kind of cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They should have something from the original.
So, do you guys know how Al met his demise?
I do not.
I don't.
Rumor has it was a pipe that burst, drowning him in sewage.
Ooh, oh, no.
His bones were allegedly found in the muck later on.
Yikes.
So, yeah, people...
When did they say he died? Did they say...
When it was unoccupied, so sometime after 1974.
Oh, man. Hmm. So a pipe burst... And he drowned in sewage.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking a lot about this stuff. This is nasty. Like, quite the night for that.
It's awful, but like, yeah, to die, you know, unexpected like that, but and I didn't mean to say it like, what a crappy way to go. And I wasn't saying.
I knew you were going.
That's
there.
Why I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody?
That is horrible. Ugh.
What was that term?
What you got?
At Mary King's clothes?
Yep.
Anybody call out that term before the pipe burst?
Is it Gardy Lou?
Gardy Lou.
Gardy Lou! Oh, coming at you.
That's awful.
That
is awful.
What hot and smelly.
Oh, poor guy. And it was a homeless man?
Homeless man, yeah.
I mean, that's...
Taking refuge.
Yeah, that's awful.
So, yeah, they said Al has made the former rest stop a permanent residence. His spirit has been spotted wandering the alley next to the hotel and hanging around in the lobby.
Man. That's, yeah. Do we want to go there?
Do we know not to that particular part.
Oh.
No.
I think it'd be a...
How about no?
You know, cool hotels stay at, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe go to the alley and see if we can find Al.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's interesting that they said the guests and hotel workers claim to see the man walking the halls and lobby on a regular basis. So he must be a pretty popular.
He's know, one spirit. That he comes up and like all these stories and like there's different pictures and it's actually beautiful. I mean, it's really pretty.
It's big.
Pretty it's interesting history, really. You know. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah. excuse me. Gosh darn. Yeah, it's because when Nate, you said you want to do it on this, and I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking Detroit. Okay, it's probably big, but it's huge. It's mm-hmm. bigger than I thought. And this would be a I like the structure. I like the pictures of it. It's very cool looking. I say we go there. I would like to check out the Fort Shelby.
Yeah,
DoubleTree Suites cool. Hotel. It's like, get that DoubleTree Suites.
I think it's, because there's so many.
Maybe they can sponsor us.
There are several most haunted Michigan sites, and it comes up on every single one of them.
The hotel itself.
The hotel does.
Right.
It says the 27-story Fort Shelby Hotel in Detroit, Michigan, was constructed in 1917-16, that area.
Yeah.
Remained open until 73. After it was closed, the location was left abandoned for over 30 years. Was frequently occupied by drifters and or homeless people, which we've been talking about. Yummy, yummy, yummy. With Al seeking shelter during this time, and we talk about the pipe in the basement bursting, rapidly filling the area with dense sewage and trap. That's why this cost $90 million to fix. Was all that disgustingness, right?
Mm-hmm.
According to police reports, the unidentified man's body wasn't found until several years after his death, when neighboring business people began to complain of the foul stench emanating from the old hotel. Ever since, the man's spirit has allegedly been sighted by pedestrians. Fort Shelby was renovated in 2007, reopened in December of 2008. Like you said, as the DoubleTree, and we both said, as the DoubleTree guest. Many still report seeing him, but then they see other people too. Just he's the most famous one, but there are mm-hmm. other ghosts and spirits, orbs, apparitions that they see. Sounds of disembodied footsteps, other strange noises, witnessing doors being opened and closed, knocks on the doors. We hear that mm-hmm. at these hotels too. Unseen entities and feeling strange presences. That's the biggest, that's the creepiest one. The Fort Shelby Hotel was added to the National Register of Historic Places November of
1983. Oh, cool. I like it. So as far as the hotel, here's a personal story. Somebody that was in the hotel that they experienced in 2017. The title says, "I think he was in my room to warn me." So in 2017, I traveled for work a lot and always stayed in Hilton's. I liked the vibe of historic hotels, but was unaware of this one's history at the time. I booked a night there. While working in my room that night, I decided to steam the wrinkles from my dress clothes by turning on the shower and hanging them in the bathroom. I went back to my laptop and became engrossed in my project until it happened. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw what looked like a large dark shadow move in my hotel room. Side note, I get floaters in my eyes and know it definitely wasn't that. And the lights were on in my room, so a quickly moving dark shadow was a pretty noticeable, jarring thing to experience. The shadow went in the direction of the bathroom. So much like a character in a horror film going to investigate creepy phenomena, I similarly felt compelled to go look in that vicinity, at which point I realized I forgot to turn the shower off. When I got in the bathroom, I quickly realized that the plug was left in the drain, so water was just about to spill out from the tub all over the floor. Grateful that I caught it in time, I still couldn't shake the feeling that something had been in my hotel room a minute earlier. I Googled the hotel's address and haunted, in quotations, and came upon this page. I can't help but think the known ghost of this hotel, believed to have drowned due to a plumbing break years ago, was trying to warn me that my bathtub was about to overflow. Oh.
No, wild.
Al.
Helpful.
That was Al.
Al's being helpful.
Yeah, I think it's pretty wild.
There was another story, a personal story, and it's called Someone Walked in My Room to Say Hi. So somebody that stayed in room 324, so said, "I stayed one night here in room 324, had no clue of the history of the building or anything. I woke up probably an hour before my alarm in the morning to what I thought was someone entering my room. I was super groggy and out of it. It was still dark, and I vaguely remember checking the time and drifting back off to sleep. I woke up later and recalled that I could have sworn someone came into my room this morning, but there were no signs of entry, and my door bolt was still latched. Also, when it happened, I weirdly didn't feel alarmed at all, as you'd think one would if someone walked into your room. I then researched the hotel and found out that it was haunted, haunted in Viola." Voila. Sorry. Gosh, that's not what you see where I was like, what in the world is Viola? Voila.
Voila.
Here I am. Voila. This is
part of the, who says voila tell anymore?
Somebody's a story, and I was like, oh Viola. Voila. That's what they mean. I'm not sure that's correct, but whatever. I've gotten things wrong before, once or twice. Not very often. It's very, very, very rare.
Viola.
Viola.
And voila.
Voila. I do think I like history. I like historical places. I do. They do have certain energies, and they do just have, you know, there's a creep factor, like, just, you know. And then if you have enough of these stories, like, people are going to get creeped out. But man, I would totally go. I'd totally stay here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I wouldn't even need you guys. No, I would.
Yeah, you would.
I would. Yeah, your flashlights.
Yeah, right, Nate? Make sure he has his flashlight.
Nate and the flashlights.
Yeah.
I think this should be on our list.
All I know is if we're in the basement and it starts flooding with sewage, we need to get out.
Maybe not that part.
Yeah.
Not that part.
That's not good.
Yeah. Like you said, like, earlier, that's a crappy way to go.
I mean, I really like wasn't that, trying to make a joke.
It's like that scene in The Shining with the blood, only this would be not the blood, but the brown, Coke Brown.
Oh. Hey, I'm going to read this other story to get off.
Go for that.
So, because it has such a great history, not just haunted history, but it has the mafia.
Which I love.
I love listening to podcasts. I listen to them all day long about the mob days. So it says, once home to Detroit's most notorious mob, the Purple Gang, the Fort Shelby Hotel's history has stood the test of time. It says the location on Lafayette Boulevard, the Fort Shelby Hotel, which is now the DoubleTree Hotel, opened 1916. Okay. And it talks about the two phases, 1916 and the 1927, and then who designed it. But it says the hotel was known to be a popular meeting place for bootleggers during America's Prohibition era. In 1927, legendary mobster Al Capone came to Detroit to talk with Purple Gang members about a liquor trade. They met at the Fort Shelby Hotel, where Capone was told if he wanted to do business in Detroit, it would be through the Purple Gang or not at all. And it said, in 1951, the hotel was purchased by Albert Pick Hotels and renamed the Pick Fort Shelby. Then after changing hands again in 1973, the hotel closed in 1974 and sat vacant for more than three decades. And of course, we already said it opened in 2007 with DoubleTree guest suites owning it. So, yeah, a little mob history there. Mr. Capone.
I think it's with these renovations. I mean, it's beautiful. Like some of these old pictures mm-hmm. of how beautiful it was on the inside and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but look at some of these renovations. This looks like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like the sanatorium we've been in. Like just how nasty.
Yeah, we've seen some buildings like that, haven't we?
Right?
Where it's like, wow, where do they start?
But yeah, 90 million might be a lowball estimate of how, you know, that's.
Yeah, I said that it was vandalized and stuff after it shut down.
Oh yeah, I mean it's pretty much given when those buildings like what we've seen,
the ceilings falling in and all that kind of mm-hmm. walls falling down.
Yeah,
floors are a mess. Ugh.
Yeah, and I hate that. I hate to vandals, but I don't know. It's it's a really cool place. Definitely would love to see it. So Detroit's not that far, right?
Not at all. No, I'd like to go back there.
No,
like
I said, I've never been.
It's been a while.
It's only about 4 hours.
It's been years.
4 hours.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's not bad. Yeah, I've never been. I've been to Michigan, but that was just because, you know, at Mackinac. Never been in the city, though. Never been to Detroit. So, yeah, I used to love Barry Sanders and watch the Lions.
Yeah, he is one of a kind.
But, it's a really neat building, neat history, and definitely a place to, you know, check out. And creepies, do some research and look it up. Look at the pictures. So, yeah, the before, you know, what it looked like back in the heyday, and then. Laid vacant for decades, then they fixed it up. So I think that's neat. I think that's really cool that when places can be saved and then actually be used again, you know, so in current day. So kudos to them for
doing
that.
It's definitely a fixer-upper.
Not just demolishing it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's nice being able to save historical stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I mean, it wasn't really, really old. I mean, it's still a cool building downtown Detroit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And now it's technically over 100 years. That's, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't anything from the 1875, but
yeah,
still 1916, I think that was the year. Yeah. Very cool. Nate, Sean, mm-hmm. you have anything else to talk about?
I do not.
Fort Shelby?
Like I said, on our downtime, we'll pop up to Detroit and hang out.
Sure. Sure.
We got a place to stay.
I know there's many, many haunted Detroit areas, I'm sure.
Say hi to Al.
And Michigan.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. They've got all kinds of places.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'm going to turn to you, Mr. Nate. What do you got?
Don't Shelby me short.
Oh.
That's a wrap.
Man, he came through on that one. I wasn't sure what he was going to come up with. But he never lets us down, does he?
Never.
Never.
Never, ever.
Not only has he not missed an episode, but he always comes through on the That's a Wraps, too.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that.
98% of the time.
Well, I didn't want to.
That we're getting back to percentages.
98.3%.
Percentages.
Who's counting?
That's why you make the big zeros.
Man,
the big zeros.
Hey, Creepies, we want to thank you, as always, for listening to us and Middle Age Mini number 79 and the discussion on the Fort Shelby Hotel. And until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.